Aircheckdownloads.com.
Cheers, Ian. Thanks very much. It is 3 minutes past six, Friday. Yes, we've made it, gang. Friday, the 30th of April. You're listening to BBC Radio T's Breakfast and just taking a look at what's happening on the roads across Teesside, County Durham and North Yorkshire this morning. Still fairly early, so everything seems to be A-OK at the minute. Anything else you spot while you're out and about, do get in touch. Quick phone call through to us and it's free to do so. 08000 85 95 95 means we can give everyone else the heads up. Here we go then for your Friday, right slap bang at the start of the bank holiday weekend. It is me, Amy, and producers Helen and Sarah in with you between now and 10.
BBC Radio, Radio T.
Never have given you a second look, but I like the way you don't give
a. I'm gonna leave it there. Ella Henderson and Tom Grennan on BBC Radio T's fabulous new song from both of those. Before that, it was Wax and Bridge to Your Heart. Not heard that in ages. Love that song. 12 minutes past six here on your BBC Radio T's Breakfast. It's a bright start to your Friday morning here in central Middlesbrough anyway, at the very least. And we're at the start of a big, long bank holiday weekend. Oh, how good does it feel to just think ahead and know you've got 3 days off, 3 days to do whatever you want. Going to be talking about this a lot on the show this morning, in particular because fire crews in our area are appealing for help to keep an eye on their kids. Know where your kids are, know what they're up to, and just inform them about the dangers, really. I know it sounds obvious, but you know what? It really isn't, because there's been a rise in fires being started on purpose across our region. We're going to hear from the fire service in the next few minutes. So just be aware of that one. Also as well, there's been a couple of incidents, hasn't there, where emergency crews have been attacked, been assaulted, had things thrown at them, weapons used against them. It's just not on, is it? So a little bit on that as well. Just educate your kids all round. That's what we need. So more on that to come in the next few minutes here on your BBC Radio T's Breakfast. Also take a look at the weather, of course, as well. What's it going to look like for the all-important bank holiday weekend? And of course, we're here for you. Whatever you want to talk about this morning, 08000 85 95 95 gets you through to us for free. You can also text us as well, 81333. Start your message with the word T's. We've got Ian Wood with your news. We've got Rob Law with your sport. We've got producers Helen, Sarah and ace producer Matty Nixon in with us this morning. And a little of me, Amy, in with you between now and 10. Just grooving you in to Friday morning, early doors on BBC Radio T's Mantronics. I ain't got to have your love. 17 minutes past six. Now, as I mentioned, the fire service in our region say the number of deliberate fires set to things like rubbish and grassland has more than doubled in the last 2 months. County Durham and Darlington Fire Brigade attended 256 secondary fires in March and 577 so far in April. It's a huge number, isn't it? Lee Asprey is the team's arson reduction and young people's manager. He told our reporter Louise Hobson what the crews have experienced in the last few weeks. Shall we take a listen to what he had to say to Louise?
We've seen quite a considerable rise, certainly in secondary fires, in a primary.
That's Lee Asprey there from County Durham and Darlington Fire Brigade chatting to our reporter Louise Hobson. Can't get my teeth in there. Later on in the show, we're going to be speaking to Cleveland Fire Brigade and we're going to be speaking to North Yorkshire Police about the same issues.
BBC Radio T's Sport.
Step over, beats his man.
The sound of local football.
Now then, yeah, good luck to Borough for tomorrow and to Pools as well. Now, yesterday we spoke about IVF treatments on the show and how it should be made available for everybody on the NHS. On the back of that, David from Middlesbrough called us. You can hear his story on BBC Radio T's Breakfast next.
Aircheckdownloads.com.